Hi, this is Tom Williams, and here is my review of Bus Stop by William Ng at Writers Theater in Glencoe. Director Rick Snyder and his design team have mounted a set designed by Jack McGaw, who seems to be the designer of all the hot shows in town. His set becomes a time warp back into the 1950s with a roadside diner, complete with the aroma of ham and eggs. They were actually cooking ham and eggs on the set, and I almost felt like going down there and ordering an omelet or something. William Ng, a contemporary friend and rival of Tennessee Williams, gave us a realistic look at the Midwest heartland with plays such as Come Back Little Sheba and Picnic, each set in the 1950s. Ng's talent lies in his ability to create well-rounded, small-town common folks. Rick Snyder and Writers Theater have cast a terrific ensemble, each of whom land their characters with realism and depth. This authentic reflection of Midwest small-town life is set in a roadside diner in Kansas circa 1955, where a busload of travelers are stranded in a March snowstorm. We meet the young waitress, Elma, played by Lindsay Page Morton, as a naively idealistic high school student and part-time waitress. Together with proprietor Grace, played by Penny Slusher, the two are preparing for the next busload of travelers who will arrive shortly. Will Masters, played by Mick Weber, the local sheriff, arrives for his nightly coffee and announces that the roads will soon be closed due to the blizzard. The bus contains a blonde nightclub performer, Sherry, played by Suzanne Lang, in a role reminiscent of the one that made Marilyn Monroe famous in the film of Bus Stop. Sherry is desperately afraid of the cowboy who has strong-armed her onto the bus from Kansas City toward his Montana ranch where he intends to marry her. The cowboy, Bo, played by Cliff Chamberlain, goes from a macho, raging bully to apologizing gentleman in a marvelous performance that highlights this romantic comedy. This play is as much a slice-of-life look at the world of rural America in the 1950s as it is romantic comedy. The scenes where Bo and Sherry's courtship blossoms once Bo calms down frames the piece. The bus driver, Carl, played by Jamie Van, pines for Grace, and they connect when she goes upstairs to, quote, rest, and Carl takes a, quote, walk in the snow. The sexual innuendo there was very 1950s, but it worked marvelously. We see how the college professor, Dr. Lyman, played by William Brown in a riveting performance. He is the Shakespeare-quoting snob who deftly attempts to seduce the young waitress, Elma, whose idealism makes her vulnerable to his sophisticated charm. Virgil, played by Paul Noble, is a mentor buddy to Bo and is the typical stoic cowboy, complete with a worn 10-gallon hat. The dynamics of Ng's well-structured play allows each character to express their dreams, hopes, and the loneliness as we see their desperation and yearning played out overnight while they're marooned in a diner. This is a tremendous ensemble piece where almost all the actors are on stage at all times, and when they're not in a given scene, they are reacting to the scene. So it's one of those that in writers' small but efficient theater, your line of sight almost anywhere you sit is such that you can take in all the action. So watching the people react to the scenes is almost as interesting as the scenes as they play themselves out. This is an example of ensemble acting as good as you'll see. And Rick Snyder, who is a Steppenwolf ensemble member, sure knows how to do those. Filled with gripping and fluid dialogue, Bus Stop is an engaging work so filled with empathetic characters that we willingly escape into the world of 1950s Kansas. I got so into this play, I wanted to sit down and order ham and eggs with rye toast. And I think if I had, Penny Slusher probably would have brought them up to me. The tight direction and outstanding performances, together with Ng's rich characters, make this classic a fulfilling night at the theater. I especially like Bill Brown's Dr. Lyman, Cliff Chamberlain's Bo, Lindsay Page Morton's Elma. Seeing Bus Stop come to life reminds me of just how excellent Ng was as a storyteller. My rating for the show, highly recommended. Bus Stop is at Writers Theater in Glencoe, Illinois. Shows are Tuesday through Friday at 8, Saturdays 5 and 8, Sundays 2:30 and 6. Running time is 2 hours and 20 minutes with 2 intermissions. For more information, call Writers Theater at 1-847-242-6000. That's 1-847-242-6000.